Day when Mr. Tony invited all the ladles to send songs, I was so excited. I thought it might be fun to do one or two, but I got carried away and now it's all I do. It's my life.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for July 15th, 2015. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. Today's episode is brought to you by the Illegal Seafood Restaurant. Check out our convenient new location on the banks of the Potomac, literally on the banks. Whatever washes up gets microwaved for about 30 seconds and served tartare. It's a taste adventure you won't forget every night until the cops show up. And that opening jingle there was inspired by Rob Berg, who had left a message on tkjingles.com this week that said, "The jingles are probably my life until Tony dies or gets sick of these things." So I thought that that was so appropriate, and I think a lot of those that do these jingles could relate to it. So that inspired that opening tune there. So hopefully that did that justice. Today's episode, we're going to have five new songs. We're going to play three demos that led up to TK Jingles Live. We're going to play a couple of live tracks, and then we've got a mailbag with lots of fun stuff here from fellow littles. Next week's episode is going to be pretty cool. We're going to feature a bunch of covers of jingles, so songs that weren't originally done by the singer but are being covered in a different style, or just because that person happens to love that song and wants to put their own spin on it. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be joined by NBC4's Chuck Bell, the weatherman that Tony Kornheiser is constantly putting a jihad out on his radio show. So once again, I can't get Nigel to commit to this broadcast, but folks who are peripherally aware of who I am and what I'm doing are always happy to join the conversation, so go figure. But if you would like a personalized weather forecast from Chuck Bell, I'm going to pick one person from your zip code, your location, whatever it is. He's going to give a five-day forecast. It could be for your upcoming vacation. It could be for whatever. And then we've got a couple other surprises in store for you. But since everything that Tony wants in his life around weather and news, he expects to be about the 20015, I thought it would be appropriate if Chuck came on here that we could localize it for somebody who's listening there, because it will be equally irrelevant for me and for him, but it might be important for you. All right, so let's get to the new music here. Up front, we have a really nice melancholy tune by KJ set to Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball about all the significant others and friends and family of those who do these jingles and what they must think of it as they listen. And then a few days ago, Mike Todd tweeted out a picture of a bocce ball, and he said, "Everything I see, I miss Mr. Tony." And as soon as I read that, I had like 80% of a jingle done in my mind. So we'll play Everything I See. And then Jason Fuse just put together this spectacular song about the palm, a parody of Jay-Z's 99 Problems. And then Joe Arrow did a nice homage to Andy Poley, who's filling in for Tony over the summer, called Andy. And then KJ once again with her version of Bonnie Gets It Done.
He yaks, you sing about anything he says, never asking why. I hear all day about podcast delays, where is my American pie? Don't you ever say I'm the one insane, I don't sing about food. Now I'm humming lines about some bald orange guy in place of my favorite hey Jude. Why do you have to wreck my songs? I can't even recall them now. What happened to my Elton John? All I ever hear is fake Fuji's. Who cares about his bocce ball? Are you ever gonna give this up? Don't need a song when his car has stalled. How about some freaking flock of trees? Yeah, who flocks a tree? I never meant to start a war. I just wanna hear my songs again. And instead of what size Junior wore, I just wanna hear Katie again. I never meant to start a war. I just wanna hear my songs again. Not a misquoted Paul Simon. Don't you ever say I'm the one insane. I think maybe that's you.
I never used to shop at the Sears when I went to the mall. But now I'm in sporting goods, browsing bocce balls. And today I was excited when gas hit 269. And then I saw cracked pepper triscuits, and I just had to tell my wife, is it so wrong that every night I say, let's go down to the Palm? Everything I see,
everything I see
is reminding me of Tony. Everything I see,
everything I see,
what the hell is happening to me?
I
expect to be given to me for free. Everything I see,
everything I see,
why the hell does the show mean so much to me?
If you're having meal problems, I feel bad for you, son. I paid $99 for a meal at the Palm.
Back in last century, up in NYC, started out with P.O. Mosley and John Gonzi. Originally, they named it Palmer, like where they're from. But the Italian accents made it sound like Palm. They got the steaks from a butcher by running up the streets. Reputation in the war for high quality beef. The skyscraper crowd offered them big money to leave. But the spot meant more to them than straight cash, homies. Original location, three generation history, where they always treat the guests like their true family. Then at 72, they opened up in D.C. thanks to George Bush Sr., at least partially. Now they got a .com, doing it with a bomb. From the west side of Cali back to NYC One. I heard the one in ATL is really the bomb, so I pay $99 for a meal at the Palm. $99 for a meal at the Palm. You're having lunch problems, I feel bad for you, son. I paid $99 for a meal at the Palm. But Tommy might be there to welcome you inside. KJ and Mandy went after PTI. They posted clips from Cheers and Tenacious D, plus the ubiquitous Snoop D-O-double-G. They've had two Hulks, Hogan and Ferrigno, along with Bon Jovi, Bono, and Scarecrow. Timberland autographed one of the walls, but he ain't never had a beat to match this one, y'all. Get a classic Caesar or the mixed green salad. Did I mention the lobster bisque you want? Yada, 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 yeah. Giant steak from Alaska woman looking for life, son. Be like Don King and Michigan man Mike Tyson. You might see a group picture with Dolly Parton or a couple other big boobs, Kornheiser and Wilbon. They've hosted George Clooney and also Bill Clinton. Even Nigel has been, I mean it's less than a bitch. While you're there, look around for Tony and Bubus. At a table, no. At a back booth, yes. The newest one opened up out in Beverly Hills. Like Liam Neeson's from Taken, they got a special set of skills. You need to go like ScarJo, it's part of the Egypt, so all your littles get there, it ain't a lot of dough. And if you spot Larry King choking on a crouton, that's his $99 for a meal at the Palm. Aw, oh, yeah. $99 for a meal at the Palm. If you're having meal problems, I done told you, son. It's $99 for a meal at the Palm. $99 for a meal at the Palm.
The old man's on vacation, playing lots of golf. So who will I hear while he is off? Andy, it's nice to see you'll keep me company. Tony's gone, but you are on, and that's alright with me. Labor Day, so far away, I'm glad you take my calls. I've always been a fan. Oh, Andy. Oh, Andy Pauly. Summer's here. The TK show is done. I still miss you and the Zabe. Sports Reporters was number one. I wish you had your own new show on ESPN 980. I hope you never go away. Oh, Andy.
Bonnie gets it done. Bonnie gets it done. Without her, he would come undone. And the browse about era be gone. What does he do for you? What does he put you through? Does he still whine when the pad's not legal? Does he ask you to drive him across the bay? Oh, Bonnie, what's your secret? We littles can't believe it, but someone TK don't complain. 'Cause Bonnie gets it done. Bonnie gets it done. He is not kvetching and we are stunned. 'Cause everybody knows who gets it done.
Right, that was KJ Onstad. Bonnie gets it done. We had five new jingles there, a little bit lower than we're used to, but it is the dead of summer, so I expect things will be slowing down a little bit here as we drag on into August. There was no Brad Weiss in that opening segment because Brad just had his appendix out. So Brad, speedy recovery, and it seems to me you have plenty of time to be laying down and writing jingles, so I expect lots of great new stuff from you soon. No pressure, though. In the run-up to TK Jingles Live, we were putting together the set list behind the scenes and debating what should be in there. And we put together a few demos to work together on what some of the songs would be and help, for me anyway, to put together the karaoke track so that I would know what, you know, where the words went and how that would all fit. And one of the ideas I had on the rare chance that Tony would be there, he loves West Side Story and loves musicals in general. I thought it would be awesome to do the West Side Story Quintet, which most folks know as the song Tonight, because it's a song that has like 8,000 different people singing together at the same time, and it's from West Side Story, and it's fun, and it's about tonight, and hey, we're all here tonight, and tonight's going to be great, and tonight, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, the lyrics didn't come together until the week before the show, and after I sent them out, it turned out like maybe Brad Weiss, I mean, one or two other people were even familiar with the song, so... It was going to be a long shot, and given what a train wreck Stonehenge was, this would have been such an awful follow-up to it. So I'm glad we just stuck with Annandale and then just rolled into KJ's bit. So we'll play the demo that I put together for the West Side Story Quintet / Tonight. And then Jason Fuse did a Hampton Nager song that he'd written specially for the event, about junior size 36 pants, and it was performed live during the event, and it was great, and the audio was lost, so we have the original demo here. And then one of the very first jingles that I ever did, a parody of Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw, called Bitch Like Mr. Tony. I thought it would be cool to take something like that was really old that I enjoyed and extend it to a full-length song, because this was going to be a concert and we're performing and yada yada yada. So I wrote a full-length, 4.5-minute Bitch Like Mr. Tony, put a demo together. I was so excited. And as the show dragged on, we're well into the third, fourth hour, you know, 3.5-hour-long show, I looked around and said, God, you know, nobody's going to want to listen to a 4.5-minute song. This is like the most self-indulgent thing I could do right now. So we cut it from the set list at the last minute, but I wanted to present the demo here because I think it's hilarious, and I put it on dkjingles.com this week. You can go there and listen to it as well. So these are three demos that led up to TK Jingles Live 2015.
I'm glad that you all made it here tonight. The show is free, but not the beer tonight. I hear the Cajun coming, that's right. We've got four Neil Diamonds, and they're gonna fight. We have some very special guests tonight. And we might take a few requests, that's right. Why is Tony begging for ice cream? And what's a hechschaputzfa? And what does it mean? Tonight! Tony's not here tonight, but that won't stop us all from having a ball. We got a full house tonight, and lots of songs that mention orange and ball. Edith McManus, the cocaine planet, and we're the ones who're gonna sing them all tonight. Cage is here to represent the chicks tonight. She'll sing a song about the fix, that's right. This whole thing's pretty silly, so what? Don't matter if it's silly or good or not. Tonight! Tonight, tonight, we'll have some fun tonight. Tonight we will be dancing in the dark. Tonight, tonight, TK Jingles Live tonight. And for us, people will wander out from the bar. Today we barely even practiced, 'cause honestly, who needs practice? I hope we get this right. Don't screw up, Brad Weiss. Let's make this such a wonderful night.
Money talk. Yeah, and the weasel thought that I won't walk. Now it's obvious they didn't see. Yeah, I have my feet in size 36 blue jeans. Oh, Tony's sweet, but he knows I have to wet my beak. Yeah, and he further knows they'll have to share to get me on air in size 36 blue jeans. I know Bob Knight, I know Bob Knight, and they treat me like some random guy. 24 books and those crooks won't pay for my time. Money talks. And did I mention that money talks? Yeah, I only think it's fair to me that you pay to see my size 36 blue jeans. It takes more than thanks to see if I need Spanx for size 36 blue jeans.
Well, he's in his late 60s, cantankerous and thrifty, and he remembers when a new car cost a dime. He's built a cornucopia of grievances and phobias, complains about his enemies and their supposed crimes. Ask me why I listen, is it a mental condition? Why would anyone want to hear that kind of show?
Man, I don't know.
He fears breathing. driving, and he's terrified of flying. Holds a grudge about the severance he got from that bum Raju. He finds Google confusing, urban skiing's not amusing. He'll get mad if you mention wild ponies. Man, someday I hope I get the chance to bitch like Mr. Tony. Well, he went to Harper College, and now he uses all that knowledge to complain about a life you'd love to have. He owns a couple really nice homes, works on TV and the radio. Huh, you know his life, it don't really sound that bad. Well, he's not on the Facebook. In fact, he's not really much a person of the book. He thinks the Purple Line's gonna smash right through his home, even though it won't. He hates scuba diving, won't do Vegas buffet dining. He hates Chuck Sapienza, but not as much as he hates Raju. Well, you'll never catch him cruising or at the browser about perusing. And he wants to know why every restaurant serves macaroni. Man, someday I hope you get the chance to bitch like Mr. Tony. And tomorrow he's gonna bitch, and that's a guarantee. And somehow we won't get sick of it. We don't get sick of it. We never get sick of it. Why aren't we sick of it? Picture smiling, and bloggers who think they're writing. Has he ever told you all just how much he hates Raju? You know Twitter, he doesn't get it, and he never uses credit. So when he's shopping at the Sears, it's straight cash, homie. Someday I hope we all get the chance to bitch like Mr. Tony. 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 To bitch like Mr. Tony.
Jason Views commented on that last song there, Bitch Like Mr. Tony, that it was appropriate that I picked Live Like You Were Dying, which is about living out your dreams, because bitching is Tony living out his dreams. And I first wrote that because of the phrase, I think that opening line stopped me on a dime, just the idea that Tony would buy something for a dime. That's the only thing that really inspired that, but I stuck with it because of the chorus of that excited Live Like You Were Dying. I was trying to think of what passionate thing Tony does that he would do that would be so exciting, and that's what I came up with. So it was somewhat intentional that those two things went together. All right, now we're going to play three tracks from TK Jingles Live 2015. This will probably be the last podcast episode where I feature these songs. We may play a few more in the future, sporadically, but we're going to play three now, and if you want the rest of your Kickstarter backer, they'll be going out in the next few days. I'll be sending you the digipack so you can get all 50 or so songs that we were able to capture. And if you didn't join the Kickstarter, then next year you'll have an opportunity to hopefully join another one if we do this again. And there may be options. If you contact me, I can give you a few tracks if there's one you really want to hear. But I'm trying to showcase some of the really cool representative songs from that night in this broadcast. So first we're going to play Piano Man, This was myself, my brother Jeff, and John Neisminger. And this is the song we did right as Tony was leaving. So after he gave his spiel that, hey, I'm out of here, I never stay to the end, see ya, suckers, you know, as he flew off, we did this song. And we never practiced it. So Jeff did a fantastic job with his improvised harmonica parts, and John, of course, with the piano, I think covering for maybe some timing mistakes of mine or whatever. It turned out great. And then Brad Weiss really got the crowd going with his Orange Fellow. And then John Neisminger and Jason Fuse, the two folks that actually showed up with instruments, did a great collaboration called Tony's Guests Are All So Affable. And then from there, we're going to go right into the mailbag.
It's 12 o'clock on a Tuesday. The regulars have all ridden in. There's an old man with some headphones on. He's orange with a beard on his chin. He says, Nigel, can you hand me some email? How about some faxes or notes? Well, I'd sure love to read one or two of them from Quebec or Terre Haute. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Sing us a song about the mailbag. Play it just before noon. Oh, and try to be funny, but don't expect money for any of your silly tunes.
Yeah, I really like this one.
I hope some of you do too. Also food related.
Just mad about most things. Most things are making me mad. He does like the way I say a saffron. If you think about it, that's pretty sad. They call him Orange Fellow, Chance Bradley. They call him Orange Fellow, Chance Bradley. They call him Orange Fellow. Electric toaster oven makes a very crisp chicken skin. They call him Orange Fellow. They call him Orange Fellow. They call him Orange Fellow.
The Scottish Dylan. Donovan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tony's guests are all so affable. Since the beginning. Tony's guests are all so affable. When they go on Tony's show, not a guest that likes to scowl. It's quintessential, but don't know how. And only loves his work. Must be Bob Ryan. He's never surprised, or he loves to tell his friends when a fair go wander. You all know him as well, Bob. Tony's guests are all so affable. Since the beginning, some like eating avocados. Tell us about it on Tony's show. You hear him with his Creole drawl, making lousy picks to make the betters ball. Well, he can't seem to be. But still, we all love us some James Carville. On Fridays we all get to hear about coming of age movies he holds so dear. And Tony might go off, it's not out of the way. I must be an Hornaday. Tony's guests are all so affable. Since the beginning, intergalactic news junkies from HuffPo, and they go on Tony's show. When Tony wants the ratings to dip, he calls up this guy to give him some tips. He's never a regular, though he loves his work. We're talking about Neil Greenberg. This last guest is smooth as glass. She makes some money shaking her rear. Sounds like she's calling from a pickup truck. Thank you.
Whatever. Rate this podcast. Leave me feedback. Let's hear what you wrote now. Oh, let's hear what you wrote now. Oh, let's hear what you wrote now. Oh, let's hear what you wrote now.
All right. If you have not left feedback for the TK Jingles podcast on iTunes, I would really appreciate it, hopefully if it's positive. The current top-ranked, most recent feedback item is awfully negative, so I'd like to bump that off of the list for those that are new to the show, coming to hear more about it. Unless you have more negative things to say, it will certainly give me something to talk about, so I guess we could do that too. All right. One special announcement. If you go to tkjingles.com/ringtones.aspx, there are now TK ringtones that I put together. It's only two of them there. There's Trots, 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 and Balding Jordan Speet, the Chilean cover of Rob Berg that we featured at the end of last week's episode. I can add more there as you need it. I'm not going to be updating that very frequently. I'm not even linking to it off the main page at this point. But I just have some short clips of jingles that, you know, people have asked me over the last 2 years, hey, I want to have some ringtones. So I figured, all right, well, I guess I can support that for the two or three people that would actually sincerely want to have that. So go check it out. There's a link on the Facebook page, too, if you go to facebook.com/TKJingles. It's one of the most recent posts. And Robert Berg, when I alerted him to that, said, sweet fancy Moses, well, I can't pass that up. All right. Then we have a note here from Kevin Jones. He says, funny stuff over the last few years, best of show. And that could mean three things, I guess. Either he's referencing that great Christopher Guest movie, Best of Show, and just wanted to call that out. Or the jingles are the best part of the show. Or he wants to hear a best of show. So if it's the first one, I agree, it's a great movie. If it's the second thing, thank you. I'm glad that these things have endured and we're still doing it. I still think that the actual mailbag itself is the best part of the show, maybe second, just ahead of Old Guy Radio. And then lastly, if you want a best of show, I'm sure that's going to happen sometime in August as I get overcome with vacation plans or something else. We'll have a maybe best of 2015 or best of the past year, something fun like that. Or if you're a listener of this podcast and you'd like to get involved, you can also send me audio clips of you doing something or narrating your own little segment, and we'll see if we can work that in there. You can always reach me, anybody listening, at podcast@tkjingles.com. And Alan Taylor sends me a note. He says, I wanted to let you know that you may want to change the way you mail the flash drives. And Alan's referring to the TK Jingles branded USB drives you can buy on the website and load up 100 jingles or whatever on there. I sent one to Alan, and he says that when it got there, there was a slice in the side of the envelope. Someone at the post office between your place and mine removed the flash drive. And that is maddening because those drives are expensive. I mean, it's basically like an act of love that I even ordered the damn things in the first place, because I make a little bit of money on the shirts to help pay for this stuff, but the drives, not that much. So that's infuriating. I'm going to have to bubble wrap those things next time I send them out. I've been sending them these nice little orange envelopes, but I guess people can feel that and realize there's some electronics in there and ripping it off. Then we have a note here from Kurt. He says, congratulations on the success of TK Jingles Live 2015. I could kick myself for missing it. Would love to try to get to the next one, especially now that I know that most other littles and jinglers have spouses and families who look on our interests with confusion and disdain. I certainly understand your concern that you could never recapture the magic and surprise of the first, but if we can sustain our interest in these stupid jingles for 2 years, anything is possible. Congratulations again. I look forward to hearing you in the fall. Or how about this summer, Kurt? Tom Miskowiak just wants to remind everybody that the person that runs This Podcast Stinks, which is a daily rip of Tony's show, is doing some best of shows of Tony's show this summer. If you get sick of listening to me and want to hear, you know, the show that brought you here in the first place, you can go find those if you Google This Podcast Stinks. Then we have a note from Jeff, who's the designer that did all those awesome t-shirts that were at the event, the avocado shirt and the t-shirt because it's what you wear. And he says, it's funny you picked Kilroy's because even though I live in North Carolina, my mother lives in the neighborhood just on the other side of 495 on Braddock Road, which is what Kilroy's is off of. So that actually is rather crazy. Glenn Smith says, I listened to the Steve Zabin show this morning and they played a parody song from a listener, hashtag can't compare. Yeah, Zabe has actually played a few before, and I know Andy plays them periodically, so this is spreading. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think we're slowly rooting radio. But, you know, hopefully if that happens, you know, as mentioned in the beginning there with Rob, when Tony ultimately retires or ends his show or ends the jingles due to lack of interest, there's going to be a lot of creative energy just pent up that'll need to find an outlet somewhere. So, you know, maybe we'll continue to do something else in another form or fashion down the road. Then Rich Otter, lastly here, asks, did anyone recreate my Ebola song at the live event? I almost expanded it 3 verses and drove down to perform it, but I was already on vacation. So in honor of that message from Rich, next week we're going to feature cover songs of jingles, performances by myself, Joe Arrow, KJ, and others, of jingles that other folks have written, maybe one-and-dones like you know, the Yesterday jingle, or, you know, things that have just, people just had a small contribution that was really funny or really creative or whatever, and we want to recreate it on our own and put our own spin on it. So tune in, it's going to be great. And on that note, I would like to end with two covers. This first one is by some jokester who calls himself like Farts McGillicuddy or Farts McCracken or some horrifically stupid name on YouTube, with a cover of Trots, Trots, Trots. And then I will let the last cover speak for itself. This is a sequel to what we heard last week with a far more talented performer.
Ove, 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 ove. Me team on fire. New coach we hire. Very truts, truts, truts. Me team on fire. New coach we hire. Very truts, truts, truts. We win the game. Very truts, truts, truts. Me team on fire. New coach we hire. Very truts, truts, truts. You may win the game, win Stanley Cup. Stanley Cup, you're not gonna win the Stanley Cup because you beat the Islanders, you fucking bastards. Me team on fire. New coach we hired up, Barry, truts, truts, truts. Yeah, you got to the second round instead of the first round.
There's a golfer, 21 years old. Looks like he's 40 with his failing follicles. Doing battle with the vertiginous Jason Day, who has a beautiful head of hair, his hat is tailor-made. Dustin Johnson's hairline also heading north. Brandon graces well with a sad laconic sport. Makes men hate themselves cause they can't get it on the green. And 70% of us have the androgen receptor gene. His golf shots on all the golf holes using his golf clubs. He strikes through his golf balls at the golf tournament, talking to Steve Sands, signing scorecards with his golf hands. He's one of the first two majors, Bolden Jordan Spieth.
We get tons of feedback on the show.
Yeah.
And I've never heard anyone say, what's with those songs? Why do you guys keep playing those songs? And like you said, we'll go away. We'll come back and we'll be back to
normal. We'll be back to one a
little
day
bit of a jingle purge this week.
But this is basically because I went and Gary went and Nigel went and Gene would have gone and David, if he was invited, would have gone to the Jingle Fest.